Now, new building regulations will come into force tomorrow. One of the big changes will be new efficiency standards for newly built homes. But the Green Party has questioned the executive's commitment to lower carbon homes after it scrapped a rates relief scheme with only 10 people benefiting from it. Here's our district journalist, Gordon Adair.
I'm just making my way up this stone lane towards a really very pretty, very attractive, but rather unremarkable house set here in the gently rolling hills of the Armagh countryside, close to Middletown. And I have to confess, it's actually taken me quite a while to realise that this is the property I was actually looking for, because when I was invited out to see Northern Ireland's first zero carbon house, I thought to myself, well, that won't be hard to find. It'll stick out like a sore thumb in the countryside. I suppose I was expecting some kind of eccentric design, windmills perhaps, solar panels everywhere, I don't know, a grass roof, something like that. But no, there's nothing like that. This is clearly a very traditionally designed and, you might imagine, very traditionally built house. But it is very far from traditionally built. Inside, it is, I'm reliably informed, bristling with new technology. So much so, in fact, that it's given its designers and its builders the confidence to make some really very startling claims on its behalf.
Like, the bill was £24.
To build a house is approximately four times faster.
77% more efficient.
The water that comes out of this is cleaner than some of our rivers and streams.
Tackle social issues like fuel poverty.
£200 a year to actually heat this house.
There's obvious advantages for developers.
People to get planning where they previously couldn't.
Generating electricity during the day, which is actually come back into the Northern Ireland grid.
So there you have it, the case for zero carbon in about 20 seconds. This house, though, has one other big advantage. There'll be no rates to pay on it until 2017. It was the first house to qualify for the incentive under the executive's low carbon home scheme. And at one point, it looked as though it was also going to be the last, as the plug was pulled on the scheme. In the end, the deadline was extended, but still, only 10 houses in the whole country benefited from it. The wrong message, says the Green Party's Stephen Agnew.
I mean, regrettably, the Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson, decided that this wasn't the scheme he'd continue to fund. He had promised that the money that would have been used for rates relief would be put into the Green New Deal scheme to retrofit houses with energy efficiency measures. That has been cancelled by the Social Development Minister, so we're actually seeing very little government support for green housing infrastructure and energy efficiency. So, you know, there's many benefits to this type of scheme, and as I say, it's regrettable that there's been a lack of leadership at government level on these sorts of issues.
In a statement, the Department of Finance and Personnel said its plan to use the money saved for other green projects was taking longer than originally envisaged, but that once the full savings were identified, extra funds would be allocated to the Green New Deal. Clifford Dleen was the architect behind the Middletown house.
The idea here was to really look forward to mass-produce low-cost housing. And this is the perfect model and forerunner for what's coming, the proposal of the Housing Strategy for Northern Ireland 2012-2017. This really is the forerunner for what's to come. And we're proud to say that we've kind of taken the first step on the ladder with Green Futures here.
The Westminster government has set an ambitious target of all new homes being zero carbon by 2016. And while there may be some criticism of the removal of the rates relief carrot, the stick, it seems, is still around. Tomorrow's new building regulations, which will replace those brought in 2000, will require a reduction of, on average, 25% in carbon emissions from all new builds.